to say all is in divine order, and I express my original purity and integrity tells it all. To say all is in divine order, and I express my original purity and integrity tells it all. What is it that you want to tell? What is it that you want to tell about your life, your body, and your affairs? What is it you want to tell about who you are and what you are and how you live in your world? Do you want to say you live to your finest, your highest, and your best? Do you want to say that you are revealing within you all that is beautiful and good, all that is glorious, all that is wonderful? Do you want to say all is in divine order and I express my original purity and integrity? Because when you do that, it tells it all. When you do that, you're talking to yourself and you're telling yourself just how wonderful you are. You're telling yourself just how marvelous you are. You're telling yourself all of the beautiful things about who and what you are. We all have that ability. We all have that ability, whether we're lying in a sick bed or we're dying, or we're young and vital and dynamic, or whether we are just an ordinary person going through the everyday steps of life that we find very exciting or just ordinary. Have you ever said to yourself, "I like me"? Have you ever said to yourself, "Hey, this is a very wonderful world"? Have you ever said to yourself, "My goodness, I'm so happy to be here. I have not one worry, one concern, one thing in the life that I live that bothers me at all. I am so pleased and so happy and so wonderful. It makes my life feel joyous. It makes my life feel fantastic. It makes my life feel that I have something for me that is very special." One of the things we like to do, and we train ourselves to do, is to count our blessings. What blessings have you had today? What blessings have I had today? Well, the blessing that I have had today is I got up out of bed. And I tell myself, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All is in divine order. I say, "Wow, I feel so great." And whether I feel physically great or not, mentally, I can always feel great. Spiritually, I can always feel illumined and fantastic. It's my choice, my singular choice. And when I choose that to be fantastic mentally and fantastic spiritually and be aware of it, then that is what I'm living. That is what I'm doing. That's how I'm doing it. And I love it. Oh, dearly love it. Does anyone else have to see it? Does anyone else have to be aware of who I am and what I'm doing with every moment of my life? Not at all. I am the only one that has to. I am the only one that am aware of what I am doing. I am aware of what I am doing. And I love what I am doing. I am happy with what I am doing. I am fulfilled with what I am doing. Oh, yes. When I get up, I say, "I like me. I'm fantastic." And I plant that into my mind as my reality. And it is. And as I go to my breakfast, I say, "Wow, what a wonderful feedback I have here. What a wonderful breakfast. And the people are so wonderful." And I look at everybody, my reflection. And when I see everyone whole and perfect, my reflection, in my original purity and integrity, my reflection, that's who I am. And so I have these wonderful mirrors all about me that are mirroring back to me who I am. And I look at my pets, and they're just wiggly-waggly all around me, happy with me. And I am happy with them. And my cat purrs as she sits on my lap and says, "All is right with the world." That's what she's saying. And what am I saying? I too am saying, "All is right with the world. All is in divine order. all is beautiful, all is peaceful. Yes, and then I go about my day. I like to take my walk around the property here. I go about my day. I'm in good health. I bought a new pair of shoes with springs in them, and it feels interesting. I have to be careful because I stumble over my feet because I'm inclined to not walk properly with them. I have to walk more on my toes and more aware. And I'm learning, but it's making me younger in my thought about myself. It's making me stronger and more beautiful, and it's fantastic. Oh, it's joyful. Oh, yesterday we had a lovely birthday party. We went to the casino, and I was surrounded by many of my friends, and it was just a joyful, wonderful experience. And we had all sorts of goodies that we ate there because they were all so good and so wonderful. And it was just what we wanted to do, just how we wanted to do it, and fantastic. And then today I spent sharing with friends, talking about positive things, lovely things, good things, talking about the joy of life, the miracles of life, the attitudes of how things are going good for me, not how things are going bad. And I talk about all the people that I know and all of their interesting experiences, all of their vital dynamic experiences that are lifting them up and sending them into the mirrors of joy and peace and honor and harmony. Wow, what a way to live. What a wonderful way to live. And this is who I am. I am in that wonderful way to live. And when I go to my lunch, I say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. I don't care if anybody else says it. I say it out loud or I say it quietly to myself. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And the food is just that way. And I eat just the amount that pleases me. Just the amount that makes me think, yes, that's right. That's what I love. That's what's good for me. That's what makes the world go round. Life is so wonderful. Oh, it's so wonderful. In my afternoon, I spend writing emails to friends. I spend counseling with people, sharing my love with them, telling them how much I delight in being alive, how much I'm a sparkly, delightful person, because then that's exactly what they are. And they like to be around me because then they're that sparkly, delightful person too, and all is in divine order. All is a wonderful order, a peaceful order, a happy order. It's who I am and who you are, and it's all that matters. And that's where life goes, to where it's all that matters. Join me in this recognition that life is fantastic. When you sit down to your dinner table, you say, what a great food I have. What a great dinner we have. No matter what it is, it could be sandwiches. It could be a bowl of soup. It could be a great, wonderful dinner spread out joyously, superbly, for me and for all in my world. Praise and give thanks for everything in life, and it'll return abundantly to you as you have said thank you. Praise and give thanks to all that you are, and you'll find that life is exciting, an adventure that is truly wonderful. Last night we watched The Bells of St. Mary again. We've seen them many times since they came out in 1945. And always it's beautiful. Oh, they do things a little differently than we might do it, but always it's beautiful and always it's good. But it's always beautiful and always good because I am beautiful and good. As I look at it, I find the values in the movie. I find the values in my expressions of life around me. I find the values in all of life, and all of life responds that value to me. For as I say, all is in divine order, and as I express my original purity and integrity, that tells it all. And that's who I am, and that's who you are, and that's how wonderful life is. Join me in recognizing it now and in delighting in it now, for that is all that matters. I love you. I love you. I love you.